Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, praise God. I pray that you are enjoying the music all the way from Ghana, West Africa, by Pastor Stephen Badu. If you would like to acquire a copy of this music, you may call us at 504-347-5797. Or you may write us at God's Favorites, Ministry, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. If you have any questions concerning any of the messages, you may reach us at that same number, 504 347 5797, or you may email us at VivianGeorge2002@yahoo.com. There are ways you can reach us in this ministry of anything that you may hear, or you want to say, or you may want to make a comment. We are willing and wanting to hear from you. Praise God. But I did want to encourage you. If you would like to obtain a copy, whether you are in the United States or whether you are out of the United States, who to contact and the number. In Ghana, West Africa, you may contact Pastor Stephen Badu. In the U.S., you may contact Vivian George, 2002@yahoo.com email, or call 504-347-5797. You know, we are to encourage each other in the Lord. And the Bible say that praise is comely among us. We ought to always want to come into his presence with praise and thanksgiving unto our God. Praise God. And I am just so happy to obtain a copy of this wonderful, wonderful music of praise and adoration to our God from Pastor Stephen Badu. Praise God. It is so beautiful. It's so flowing. It's so sweet. That's what God requires of us, to come into his presence with singing and praise and adoration unto him. God loves us. Yes, he does. Oh, when we praise him, when we step into that adoration of praise, oh, he bows his ear because it's sweet to his ear. Praise God. Oh, God loves us so much. He said he created us to praise him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we worship you tonight, God. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we thank you. Yes, we do, God. We come with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking you, God, for all that you have done throughout this day, God. Truly, your grace and mercy have been upon us, God. God, you have not withheld no good thing from us. Oh, God, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our God and our King. We thank you, God, for your love toward us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that you made us, God, and you fearfully and wonderfully, God, you took your own time. Yes, you did. And, Father God, knit us together, and we thank you for that, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the food, oh, God, that we partake every day, God, all day today. Thank you, Lord, God, for the shelter, the covering, oh, God, that you have sheltered us. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for your word, God, that has gone forth all the day long, God. Your word have penetrated our hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, God. Oh, Father God, for those that are mourning tonight, oh, God, that you, oh, God, are our comforter. And, God, you will comfort our hearts, oh, God. Thank you for that, oh, God. Thank you for being our comforter, God. Thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh, God. Thank you for that, God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our provider. Thank you, Lord God, for being our protection. Thank you, Lord God, for being God of who you are, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you are always there, God. Anytime, God, we need you, God. You're always there to step in on time, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for being our Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, for your presence, oh God. We asking you, Lord, to come in our presence, oh God. Oh, God. Oh, God, as we share the good news. God, we, oh, God, desire to bring forth, God, that which you have put in us. You told us to, God, to share the good news of Jesus Christ to others, of your love, oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you are seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord God, that you forgive us of our sins. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for your forgiveness, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, that you, oh, God, just don't, oh, God, oh, you don't just forgive, but you throws it into the sea of forgetfulness and never remembers it again, God. Oh, you are so awesome, God. Thank you, our God. Thank you. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And we come to praise you and thank you for that, God, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Anything that tries to rise up against us, oh, it shall utterly fall. So we pull down every stronghold. We pull down every principality and power in of the air. Anything that's not like you, God, we pull it down tonight in the name of Jesus. God, that you be exalted. May you be exalted. God, oh God, be exalted, oh God, above all, God. Oh God, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we can exalt your name. In that name, God, you say there is power. Oh God, in that name, God, oh God, there is power, God. Oh God, oh God. Oh, there's deliverance in that name, God. Oh God, thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the power and deliverance, oh God, that's in your name. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can use that name, which is above every other name. We thank you, Lord God, you have given us the authority, praise God, to use your name, God. Thank you. Oh, God, you told us to, God. Oh, Father God, Lord, cause all that lies in that name, God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how precious is that name. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, how glorious and oh, how magnificent. Oh, God, you are far above. Yes, you are, God. You are high, oh, God, and lifted up. Yes, you are, God. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. Yes, you are, God. Oh, God, you are wider than any ocean. You are deeper than any sea. You are higher than any mountain, God. Oh, God, can nothing go over you? Can nothing go under you? And can nothing go around you? You are so, oh, God, yes, you are. Oh, Father God, you are so awesome. Who can we depend on but you, Father? Who should we look to? Who, you said, who in your word measured out, oh God, the span of the earth? Who should we call on, oh God, but you? Who should we depend on but you? Who should we stand on the truth but you, God? Because you are all knowing. You know everything. Yes, you do, God. And Lord, you are wonderful. Yes, you are. You are wonderful in all your ways, God. Yes, we do acknowledge you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We love you, Lord, tonight. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, almighty God, are you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are, God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry International. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs, up to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or maybe you may be going through some terrible situation, a sickness, or something that nobody never thinks of? Whatever it may be that you are going through tonight, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Oh, praise God. God, Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me. Jesus bids us and he calls us and he tells us to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor, all ye that got some problems, all ye got some hurts, all ye, whatever you are going through tonight, come unto me and I will give you rest. If you are heavy laden with some burdens, you are burdened down with cares of this world, he said, I'll give you rest. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know what all you may be going through. And I know that the Bible say that we're going to have some trials and tribulation. But he told us to be of good cheer, for we shall overcome them. Because we got one who is an overcomer. Or he going to help us to overcome every obstacle that we face if we trust in him with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. Praise God. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. But we must trust in him. He told us not to lean even to the arms of flesh, but lean on God, who is our friend. He said he's a friend to the friendless. And he said he will go with us, a friend that will go with us to the end, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. What a mighty God tonight that we serve. He loves you in whatever state you are in. He loves you. He loves you no matter how you hurt. He still loves you. No matter what has gone on in your life, he still loves you. Praise God. God is that type of God. Oh, he loves you. And he wants you to recognize who he is to you. He wants you to recognize what he'll be to you. He wants you to recognize that he is first. He wants you to put him first. For praise God. First of all, in your life. Oh, he wants to get all the glory. Yes, he does. God wants all the glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, and when we worship him, we're giving him the glory and the honor and the praise which is due unto him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, and bless his holy name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Praise God and bless his holy name, his holy and righteous name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. God is good. If you just look around and think about it, oh, God's been good all day long. He's been good. Yes, he has. He's been good. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, my co-host is not here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to go on with our message tonight. Praise God. And we're going to talk about faith. Praise God. You know, that's what God requires of us. He wants us to know that he has given us, you know, a measure of faith. Faith. Faith to endure hardships. Faith to go on no matter what you're facing. Faith to believe that God it will do anything but fail. Praise God. This is what God wants of us when he talk about faith. He wants us to believe him for that which we are asking for. Praise God. Hallelujah. Faith to believe any trial, any situation that we are going through, that God is going to help us through every one of them. It might not come when you want it, but God knows when to deliver. Yes, he does. He does. And I'm going to first talk about Abraham's trial of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. If anybody had to have faith, if we look at Abraham, his trial of faith, we all have to go through a trial of faith. Abraham clearly understood the principles of sacrifice. That's something we must learn how to do. is sacrifice ourselves, not animals and goats, but bring ourselves to a place of sacrifice unto the Lord. Praise God. Abraham, the father of faith, walked with God for many years. When he was 75 years old of age, God promised Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son. For 24 years, they endeavored to believe God, but nothing happened. This is what I want you to hear. So you can say, I had faith, and I've been believing God, but nothing happened. God don't want you to give up. No, God don't want you to give up. He wants you to keep the faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to keep the faith. Praise God. Finally, they decided that they would create their own solution. See, we want to get in the way of God. We want to, see, we think sometimes that God is just too slow. We want to do it ourselves. And that's what Abraham and Sarah did. They created their own solution. Look what they done. Abraham took himself Hagar, the bondsmaid, and Ishmael was born. Many of us would try to offer God an Ishmael when he demands an Isaac, a son of faith. See, God wants us to walk by faith. Praise God. He don't want us to take the low road or the back road. He wants us to walk forth in faith and believing that he will do what he said he will do. Finally, at 99 years of age, God appeared unto Abraham and Sarah and told them they would have a son in 1 year. 1 year later, Isaac was born. The name Isaac means laughter. God wants us to laugh in the devil's face and believe God and have the Holy Ghost laughter that we believe God. Praise God. It seemed that Abraham and Sarah had laughed when God made the original pronouncement, but it was God who had the last laugh when Isaac was born. Isaac was the joy of his father's heart. For years, Abraham had looked out at the stars of the heaven and gazed at the sun of the desert. Have you been in that situation? Well, you have just waited on God and waited, and you just looked, and sometimes you got in a wonder and say, wonder why, God. You want to question God. Oh, God, why? Why am I going through this? Why are you allowing this to happen to me, Lord? Here I am. I am God. You told me to cry out to you. You told me to, oh, God, believe you. Oh, many times we cry out to God in so many ways. Praise God. Our mother, let's go back. Oh, praise God. It seems that Abraham and Sarah had laughed when God made the original pronouncement, but it was God who had the last laugh when Isaac was born. Isaac was the joy of his father's heart. For years, Abraham had looked out at the stars of the heaven and gazed at the sand of the desert and remembered the promise of God. God had said, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Now the promise had been fulfilled. Abraham's heart was full and overflowing. Praise God. He was so joyful because God had finally answered his prayer. You know, we can go through some things. We can go through for so long, and when the prayer is answered, we don't say, thank you, Jesus. We just forget God, how God done brought us through the hurdle. Praise God. But God brings us through down the road so that we can have the faith and know how to trust him. Praise God. Never had a young man look so handsome, stood so upright as Isaac. Then one day, as recorded in Genesis 22, God came to Abraham and said, I want you to take Isaac, the son you love, and go to the land of Moriah I want you to offer Isaac as a burnt offering upon the mountain. In absolute obedience, Abraham immediately saddled his animal and took the young men with him and his son, and they went to the place that God had told him about. And when they arrived at the mountain, Abraham said to the young men, "You may stay here with the animals. I and the boy will go yonder and worship." I'm telling you, God wants you to worship. God wants you to worship him. In the midst of the situation, just go worship. The heart of Abraham was heavy. He didn't know what was going to happen. Many times we don't know what the end is going to be in our situation. Many times it may look dim, but at the end, God is there waiting to fix everything. Praise God. Yet he was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. He was willing to give God the praise of his life, the joy of his heart, even though it seemed contrary to all the promise of God. Abraham was willing to obey God's voice. Are you willing to obey God's voice when he speaks to you? God wants us to hear. God wants us to hear his voice. Because truly, truly, in the situation that we are in, God will speak. Are you listening? Are you listening when God speaks in the midst of a trial, of a situation? Abraham heard God's voice. Yes, he did. And Isaac, his father, went up to the mountain. Isaac asked him, "Father, where is the lamb?" Abraham turned and said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." How profound those words were. God will provide himself a lamb. Jesus came as an eternal lamb of God. Jesus is the lamb today, y'all. Come on. God is going to provide for you. God is going to provide for you in the midst of the situation. The lamb has been slain. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The lamb has been slain. But notice the obedience of Abraham as he takes his son, builds an altar, lays the wood on the altar, and then binds his son Isaac and lays him on the altar. Isaac was a young man. He easily could have overcome his father. But in obedience, he lays on the altar. Abraham lifts up the knife in the air above his son. Would you have taken your son, the son that had brought so much laughter? It doesn't have to be a son, but anything. Anything in this world that you are so dear to, would you, if God tells you what to do or how to do with it, would you give it up, be willing to, and hear God and trust God for what he wants you to do? Many times God is speaking to us, but we don't want to hear God. We don't want to obey God. Look what happened. We know the story. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord stops Abraham and tells him that God is pleased because Abraham has not withheld anything from the Lord. My God. Oh, God. Praise God. This is a classic example of true sacrifice. It is sacrifice of this kind that touches the heart of God. God was able to bless Abraham's seed and make him a great people because Abraham understood God's principle of sacrifice. Abraham gave first and received after. We always want to receive We always want the blessing. We always want God, telling God, God bless us, bless us. But not Abraham. He sacrificed first. And then he received the blessing. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, God. You know, many times when God speaks to us and say, go this place, do this place, we don't want to hear. We want to go where we want to go. We want to do what we want to do. Praise God. But when we learn how to be obedient, as Abraham did, as Abraham took his son, that was a hard thing. That was a hard thing. When Abraham took that son and laid him on the altar, can you see yourself? Can you see yourself doing it? Laid him on the altar as a sacrifice, obeying his God. And look at God. Look at the Savior. Look at our Almighty King stepping in and said, I am the sacrifice. Oh, praise God. God has died for us, my God. God has sacrificed himself on an old rugged cross for you and I. The sacrifice have been paid. He just wants you to come in. Oh, glory. Come and worship. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He wants you to come and worship. Will you come and worship? I played you some praise music before I came on just to come and worship and bow down before the King and give him glory and honor and praise his name. In Hebrews 11 and 16, it said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We got to diligently seek our God. We must come to him in faith, believing that God is going to do it. He's going to answer our prayers. He's going to turn things around. That which the devil has meant for bad, truly God is going to turn around for our good. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you trust God, every demon in hell got to move. Yes, 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 yes. Look at another scripture. Hebrews 11 and 1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to hope for those things. We got to believe for those things. We got to trust God for the things that we stand in need for that son, for that daughter, for that sickness. We must trust God for it. Praise God. God is willing and able to do anything but fail. God won't fail us. No, we fail God. We fail God in so many ways. Praise God, because we get like Abraham. Look what Abraham done. He took things in his own hand. And many times we do. He took things in his own hand. Oh, my God. You would never thought that. Because Abraham was a man of faith. You wouldn't think he would have took another woman and had a son by, but he did. And many times we go out and we try to go around and do things our ways. But God said, no, you must trust me. Let's look at another scripture. Praise God. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't have the faith like Abraham if you don't trust God's word. Know that God's word is God and is true. Every word in this book is true. Every word. Every word. We got to take it and chew on it and digest it and believe. We can't lay aside not one word thinking that it's not for us, because every word in the book is for us. So if you throw away a part of it, you may throw away the part that really that's what you need to have faith with. Praise God. Every day, this word, it comes alive when you read it. Oh, praise God. So we are to stand up on this word and believe God for it. Praise God. Another scripture, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God gives us gifts. He gives us gifts. But salvation is a gift from our gracious Lord and King. Praise God. We are saved by his grace. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Faith must be exercised, tried, and kept. You must believe God. Your faith must be tried. Praise God. You must go through some things in your life. You got to exercise your faith by believing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another scripture says, praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. We thank God always for you, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. If we trust in the Lord, our faith will grow. Our faith, God will help us in our faith. We won't be stagnated in our faith. We won't be struggling in our faith. I'm trying to put it to you tonight as clear as I possibly can, because, hey, we let our faith waver so much. We let our faith waver. And God does not want our faith to waver, but he wants our faith to be exercised and tried and kept. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Oh, to be kept by him. Oh, that was a song they used to sing all that. Oh, to be kept. Truly, we want to be kept. We want our faith kept. We don't want our faith to waver so that the devil can come in there and take our minds and have us waving from one side to the other, never on course. We want to be focused. Focused. Focused on the truth. Like Abraham was. When he came to himself, when God spoke to him at 95, he realized he needed to get focused. Praise God. He could no more go out there with a bondswoman. He could trust God. He recognized God had given him a measure of faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that faith grows and grows and grows. Praise God. Hallelujah. For as you trust God, as you exercise your faith, it grows. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another scripture. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which is your faith. So you got to have confidence that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. If this is being that you are asking God of, and if you have the confidence, oh, praise God. God, just have confidence in him, which has great recompense of reward. Trust God. Trust God. Believe on God. Praise God. Just believe that Jesus is seated at the right hand making intercession for you. Yes. Praise God. James 1 and 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, I'm telling you, I have gone through some things where the trying of my faith just made me wait and be patient. I'm telling you, it will happen. Oh, the trying of you, if you just believe, it'll work out something. That faith going because it's extended, and it's extended. And you got to wait and wait on God. Wait on God. I say wait on God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This thing, you can't rush God. They used to sing old song, you can't hurry God. You just got to wait and give him time. Oh, God, he's a God that you can't hurry. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise. He's a God that you can't hurry. He's not going to move when you say move. He's going to move when he know it's time to move in your life. Because he's trying to teach you something. He's trying to teach you to be patient. He's trying to teach us to trust him and to wait upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Peter 1 and 7 said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. See, this thing could last for a long length of time. But what are you looking for? You want to see Jesus. I just want to look up on your face. I want to have the patience, Lord, to wait up on you, Lord, for whatever. Lord, if it take a lifetime, God, I'm right here, Jesus. And I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to believe you, Lord. We must cry out to God. Let God know that he knows your heart. Praise God. Though your faith may be tried in the fire. Tried with fire. Oh, whatever you go through, it might feel like fire. He won't put no more up on you than you can bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark 11 and 24. What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and ye shall have them. That's having faith. Believing. Believing that you shall have them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 1 and 6. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Oh, my God. If you waver, you're just like you're driven. You're tossed to and fro, unstable in all your ways. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You know, wonder, a lot of us don't receive something. We are being tossed by every wind and doctrine. We are being tossed by the pain and the suffering. We are being tossed by the cares of this world. And God does not. He does not want us to be tossed. He told us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God does not want us to be tossed. No. He don't want us to be driven by everything. But stand still. Mm. When God told me that one day, I just had to stand still in my boots and look up to him. And said yes, Lord, to him. See his salvation, not man, no. See the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. Well, let's read another scripture. Praise God. Praise God. Matthew 9:29-22. According to your faith, be it unto you thy faith has made thee whole. You know, God has given us to decree a thing, and it shall be done. But you mustn't, you just can't say it, but you have faith when you say it. You can decree a thing, and it shall be done by your faith. Yes. Faith moves mountains. Faith helps us to believe. Faith helps us to trust the God of all gods. There is no God that can step in and take control like God can. He did it for Abraham. That faith has made thee whole. We can command our day. And many people don't. You can command your day and say, when you get up in the morning and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad. I will rejoice and be glad in this day. I will receive of the Lord hand double blessing. This is the day. This is my day. Lord, you have given me, you have opened my eyes to this day. And I will let nothing destroy the joy that you have opened my eyes up to behold this beautiful day. God is beautiful. Sometimes when I'm out walking, I look at the trees. I look at all God creation. And while I'm walking, I say, oh, God, it's so beautiful. Look at this garden, God, that you have me in, God. It's beautiful. Look at everything that you made, God. It's beautiful. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, I do, God. I thank you for this beautiful land. I thank you that you have given me legs to walk this morning. I thank you, Lord, that I can breathe in your fresh air this morning. I'm walking by faith, God, because without you, Lord, I couldn't. I'm walking in your grace, God, and your mercy. Praise God. I'm thanking you, God, for all that you have done and all that you are going to do in this day, because I'm walking in expectation by faith. I'm walking in God. I'm expecting God to do great things in this day. I don't know what it might be. I don't know what God has in this day, but I can expect God to do great things by faith. Praise God. That's the way we got to live, people. We got to believe that God is, you don't know what God has for you in tomorrow or today. But if you can believe, yes, you can. You can believe God for the utmost. If you don't walk in expectation, you don't receive, because you got to have faith. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:12 said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. You got to lay hold on things that God has promised you. If God has given you some promises, and there are promises all the way through the book, if you don't know the promises, you need to get a promise book and just go through the promises. God got so many promises for his children. Yes, he does. He has so many promises, and we are not receiving some of them because we're not keeping the faith and believing God's going to do it. Praise God. But God got promises. Every day I believe good things is coming my way. Praise God. Hallelujah. I used to hear Benny Hinn play the song, Something Good is About to Happen to you this very day. You got to believe it. You just can't sing it. You got to believe there is something good is about to happen this very day. This day. Every day must take care of itself. This very day. And I believe God. I believe God for many blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Praise God. God wants you to, that's the way God wants you to think. Oh, to keep the faith. To keep the faith. Fight this fight, a good fight of faith. Praise God. Oh, this is, sometimes this fight, sometimes seems though it want to take you down. Children don't want to act right. Husbands don't want to act right. Wives don't want to act right. The job is falling. Don't know where you're going to get the next job from. Sickness all over your body. Fight on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Fight on. Fight this good fight of faith. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Fight this good fight of faith. Glory. Hallelujah. Keep fight on. Don't you give up. Praise God. Fight. Fight. You're a winner. You can have victory over the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar in your behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to do one more scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Faith. This is a declaration of great magnitude, for it means every facet of life, physical, material, spiritual, must be brought under the dominion of faith. Thus God allows testing in each of these realms until his child has conquered all fears and dependence upon people, things, and means, and can be put complete confidence in faith in him and in the ability to do and supply all things. Praise God. Praise God. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in God, and he will help you in due time. Praise God. May I bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God say bless his people. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Praise God. At the first beginning of the program, I said if you enjoyed the praise music coming from Pastor Stephen Badu, all the way from Ghana, West Africa, you can get a copy of this through God's Favorites Ministry International. All you have to do is call me at 1-504-347-5797, or you can write us at God's Favorites Ministry, P.O. Box 704, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073, or you can contact us in Ghana, West Africa, and get a copy of this beautiful music that we are playing all the way from West Africa. We would love to have, like, for you to have a copy of this wonderful CD. Praise God. It's good to bless people from one end of the earth to the other. God don't have no respect to a person. Praise God. And if you have a heart like Jesus wants you to, you want to bless people. You just want to bless them. Oh, you won't believe the blessing you'll receive back when you bless others. So if you want a copy of this tape, please contact me, please. Praise God. May you have a wonderful night and a blessed week in Jesus' name. Good night. And have a wonderful time. Be back with us next Sunday night at this same time. Bye-bye.